Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles former Rockstar Supernova frontman Lucas Rossi and his electrifying debut solo release, Hollywood. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Back in 2006, Lucas Rossi was the winner of the music contest reality show, Rockwired Supernova. The prize? He got to front a supergroup that featured Tommy Lee of Motley Crue, Jason Newsted of Metallica, and Gilby Clark of Guns N' Roses. When the band fizzled, Lucas stayed the course and is now on the verge of releasing his debut solo CD, Hollywood. I got a chance to catch up with Lucas to talk about the past and the future, and you'll hear it all in just a moment. Back in 2008, I interviewed Lucas when he was starting a band called Stars Down. Here's a song from that moment in time called Good Enough.
Myself in the bridge with you. Push me over like I don't matter when I can't swim. Throw me a line. Do you remember anything at all? The truth about you, well, never serious, your hysteria got the best of you, scratching at the walls, see who falls first. I know how hard it must have been to hold on to me, yeah. Oh, you would have been so good without me. Oh, I really think you should forget me, 'cause I don't love you. I have tried to make this right. Sick of it, sick of this life. What to do now but walk away? Learn how to say. You keep your hand on my head till I drown. It's no wonder you never knew how. Set me on fire. Your desire set me in flames, and I didn't change. I know how to be.
Visit Lucas Rossi at his official website, www.lucasrossionline.com. I had a chance to talk with Lucas over the phone about his forthcoming release. Here's how it went.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. Just, I'm keep hearing about this video that's coming out.
Yeah, it's a track I did. Actually, it's the title track of my album. It's called Hollywood, which I'm really excited about, man, because it's kind of been a long time coming. It's a true-to-life story about, you know, what happened with me through the whole Supernova thing. And, you know, when the tour was done, I was kind of left for dead, you know? And, like, I didn't have a place to live or anything, really, and no one really cared. At least the people that should have, you know, and I won't mention any names, but I was just kind of like, okay, well, I'm from Canada, and I just finished, like, a world tour, like, what's the deal? And, you know, it was enough to break somebody, you know, but I just kind of, you know, I grabbed my, grabbed life by the balls, I guess, so to speak, and I just refused to give up, man. You know, I started to, do my own recordings and put together tours and so forth, and really just connect with the fans, man, because that's all that matters at the end of the day. It's not, I learned shortly thereafter that, you know, stardom and celebrity is just a fickle and stupid thing, to be honest. It doesn't last, and it's not what's important. The music's important, and the people who get you there are, and I hold that dear.
So even after the Supernova debacle, I'll call it a debacle, I guess. I think it's safe to call it one now. So even after that, you were, like, you know, struggling as far as a place to live and all that? Because I know that was the case before Supernova.
I wasn't poor, I guess, like I was before, but I was just kind of like in limbo, right? I didn't know LA, I was in a new place, so, I mean, money or not, it's not about the money, it's about getting your feet planted on the ground, you know, and I thought I had people who, you know, truly cared about me, and I guess that's not the case, you know?
I see. And just to put everything into perspective for anyone who might be listening who doesn't quite know the story, you were the winner of the Rockstar Supernova, one of these, you know, music talent, you know, reality shows. What do you think is the biggest misconception people have about shows like this?
First of all, it wasn't an overnight success for me. A lot of people think, you know, a lot of shows are, you know, you come from nothing and then you're shot into superstardom. And that was a little bit of the case for me, but I've been doing it for 15 years and paying my dues that way. But yeah, it's like a yo-yo, you know, you go up and you go down and you go up and you go down. And if you don't have heart and dedication, and I guess if you're not a true artist, it's going to be over before it began, you know?
And even after, you know, Rockstar Supernova, you did, I mean, you were pretty active. I mean, you were in a couple of bands even after Supernova. But now you're settling into this solo recording. So how exciting is that for you?
It's great, man. I actually, I'm playing all the instruments on it. I'm drumming, I'm playing bass and guitar and piano and everything, really, and I'm producing it myself, so it's very rewarding at the end of the day. It took a long time. I didn't want to just put out music because I thought people would buy it. I don't think that's fair. You know, I'm not in this to really make money. If I do, that's awesome, but it's about the music, dude. It truly is, because if you don't have good songs and you don't have a good message, listeners aren't stupid, man. You know, you could have a pretty face and a nice haircut, but it doesn't matter, dude.
And talk about the title of the forthcoming album.
I'm calling it Hollywood because of, basically, Hollywood, I mean, is a tough place, you know. There's a lot of people trying to get to the same place at the same time, you know, and that can be hard, you know. Actors, actresses, musicians, so on. So if you don't got it, you know, and if you're not a very hard worker, it's impossible, man. If you can make it here, I guess you could possibly make it anywhere.
And talk about what drew you to music in the beginning. How did that start?
My mom used to actually play Lionel Richie around the house, and my brother would slam Billy Idol around the house when I was really, really young, and I just remember feeling I could escape when I heard music, you know. There was no more sadness and no more fear. You know, music kind of just took me away to like that place I called my own, you know.
And currently you've got the EP Dark and a Gun. Are any of the songs from that EP going to materialize in Hollywood, or no?
I was thinking that, but you know, I asked the fans what for that EP. That was mainly you know, the songs that the fans have been wanting recordings of, and because I write so much music, you know, and some of the songs kind of get left behind, and I forget about the ones that I've done, you know. So and it's a good thing, you know. It's a good thing that I can write a lot and not, you know, run into not get stumped, because that's the worst when you have a slump and that. But yeah, I put out the EP because a lot of people were asking for the songs, and so I thought I'd do that for them, you know, before the record came out.
With that being said, how does songwriting work for you? How do you go about it?
I write the music first, and then I think of what I really want to say, man, you know, and turn it up as loud as possible and lock all the doors and just let it flow out. I think a lot of the best stuff that I've done was just kind of stream of thought, you know. A lot of things, just like at shows, sometimes I'll write a song just on the stage during the show. Sometimes works out good, and sometimes it's just like whatever, but I think stream of thought is the key to my songwriting, because someone or something is speaking through me, if that makes any sense, because some of the things I write are beyond what I could imagine.
Visit Lucas at his official website, www.lucasrossionline.com. Here is the title track from Lucas's forthcoming debut solo CD, Hollywood.
And I'll never change for nobody. Never again, never again. I'll never change for nobody.
To like go through the past darkly too much, but to, you know, after Rockstar Supernova, you guys released an album and you toured. I mean, and from what I can get, and from what I assume, your first world tour ever.
Yeah.
Describe that experience.
Oh, it was amazing, man. To have that opportunity to see the world and to just to like meet all these people that I probably never would have met because of the show and the group was, I can't even put it into words. All it's probably was the best time of my life, you know. And I'm living that dream every day because of that, you know. It truly was a blessing, man, and I don't regret any of it. It was just I mean, what I have today is because of all that, you know, and still have, it's crazy, I still have all those fans from, you know, 3-some-odd years ago and plus, you know, and that to me is a step in the right direction. You know, I keep doing what I'm doing for that, you know, for, like, when I flew to Australia, you're playing for, like, 10,000 people that, I mean, a few months before that, I was in Toronto playing for 15 people and a couple empty beer bottles, you know? And that is just, I mean, what can I say?
And talk about how that train sort of ended.
We know, we finished the tour and it was kind of like, alright, well, what am I going to do? What are you guys doing? And I kind of knew in my heart, like, you know, it was time for me to, you know, put the armor back on and just start doing it all by myself again, you know? And it's, you know what, I'm so proud of the music that I've been doing lately. I mean, I don't know if you've heard it, but it's as real as I can get, and, I'm doing it, you know, without a label, and my team, my street team, I love them to death. My everyone who works for me and with me is, you know, wow, it's pretty crazy that people dedicate so much of their time. I mean, something as small as Twitter, like people all day just talking about myself and the music that I'm doing is, you know, it's amazing, dude. Like, and then when I hit people back, they're like, is this really you? If, yeah, of course it's really me. Why wouldn't I tell you how much I appreciate that from my mouth? Like, why would I have some person doing my updates and all that crap for me, you know? It's like, I think that's what separates me. You know, I'm not anything special, but I just have noticed that other artists, not all of them, but a lot of them who have, you know, reached a certain point, feel it not to be necessary to be real and frank with your fans, you know? Like, they have to keep mysteriousness and all that crap. Like, that to me is bull, you know?
Yeah, you were telling me you're recording, you know, I mean that you've recorded all the songs on Hollywood all by yourself, playing all the instruments. Is anyone helping you in terms of production, or...?
No, man, I'm a certified engineer, and I produce other groups and so forth, so, you know, thank God I took on recording. Like, I had a big part to do with even the Supernova record. I was a lot of the pre-production and songwriting on that and so forth, so, you know, I wasn't green to the whole thing, so it was just a blessing that I had. Actually, cool story, for a gift, a surprise one day, my wife came in the room, and she had a camera, like a video camera, and I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I have a surprise for you, and I opened this envelope, and my fans all donated, which is just unbelievable, all donated to send me to a production Pro Tools engineering course.
Wow.
Like, how amazing is that, dude? And, you know, so for me, to turn around and act the higher and the better is just, would be ridiculous, you know?
And with the pending release of Hollywood, once it's released, what would you want people to come away with after they've heard it?
You know, I just, a sense of realism, and I want them just to be a part of this journey, you know? You know, every song, I think, has something to do with everybody in every walk of life, and I don't write selfishly, I write for, you know, like I always mention, you know, songs were meant to be kind of a protest songs back in the day, and not about, you know, pimps and hoes and you know, popping bottles, and I believe in song somehow, I guess I'm kind of old school this way, but I believe that song is very healing, and at least for me, and if it can do that for others, then I'm doing my job.
Visit Lucas at his official website, www.lucasrossionline.com. From his forthcoming CD, Hollywood, here is Lucas Rossi once again with The World Is Not Enough.
Painted it any way we want.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Lucas Rossi and to Melinda Murphy. Visit Lucas at his official website, www.lucasrossionline.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.